You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We're coming to you live from all over the state. I, myself, am in Radio Park in Racine. Up the coast in Christmas City, USA, is Mr. Pete Schwabba and Marinette. And all the way over in Madison at Civic Media World Headquarters is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos. We are so happy you're joining us this evening. If you want to be part of the conversation, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, a great conversation with our buddy, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We're going to be talking about all sorts of things during this discussion, mainly talking about men's health and making sure men go to the doctor and get them tests. Right, Pete?
Yeah, and men, women, just get tested regularly. I didn't want to, since I had a colonoscopy today, I didn't want the focus to be just on men. I hope I didn't sort of steer things that way, but.
No, that's not what I'm thinking. But that's something that I've talked to Dr. Lyerly a lot about, is the fact that men's health,
right?
Men, you know, getting over that fear, getting over the anxiety, putting the macho aside. You know, if you're hurting, go to the doctor. The doctor tells you to do something, listen to the doctor or the nurse practitioner, whomever you speak with. But yeah, no, and it's something that's very near and dear to my heart, because we all know men out there who go, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I'll go some other time. And then
totally.
You know, so,
and I'm not one of those guys. Like I said earlier, I don't like going under. In fact, I had this moment yesterday, Greg, where I'm like taking these pills, drinking all this water and preparing myself for it. And I'm like, what am I putting into my body that's cleaning me out? I'm going under. I'm going to a hospital where I can get a staph infection. Like, do the pluses
what are you doing right now?
The pluses outweigh the minuses. Like, you know, it's just a weird thing. Like, you could. What if you caught something while you were doing this?
But
I
you didn't.
And I'm healthy, and I'm glad I went, because it's over.
There you go. There you are.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be talking to Dr. Lyerly more in just a little bit, and then we'll be wrapping everything up with the nightcap. But before we get into that, let's restate the question of the night. Pete, the question of the night was, what do you think is one of the most overrated songs? So, you know, or just you think what is the most overrated song ever? You can call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Again, leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. I'm just getting to my my Facebook page here because I got some answers on mine. Let me tell you, but Dom, let's start with some, I know we got comments on both the question as well as other things. So why don't we start with the text messages?
Yeah. We got Cindy from Appleton saying the national anthem. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Honestly, Cindy, you're not wrong. The national anthem is not great. I'm sorry. I will say it right now. For a couple of reasons. One, America the Beautiful is better, because I personally believe America the Beautiful speaks to the beauty of America as the land, and just everything about it is great. And you go to the Sunday baseball game and they sing it and the dude salutes. I love it. Also, read all of the lyrics to the national anthem, not the ones we sing, the entire song, because there are a lot more words in that song. And guess what? Not all of them are great. So, Cindy, yeah. I'm with you, Cindy.
We also have Brett from Brown Deer. Yeah, he said the most overrated song is every song by Journey. And happy holidays, everyone. Happy holidays.
Wait, he's saying happy holidays now too?
He said happy holidays, but Sydney Politics says happy New Year's.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
It's because it's 420.
Happy 420, everyone.
Happy 420. Have some pineapple upside down cake if you get the munchies.
Exactly. And if you remember to celebrate, I hope you celebrate. But I understand the point that Brett's making. I myself at my wedding told the DJ no Journey was allowed to be played because I used to have a major hang up on Journey because I just, you know, it was like their music is whatever. But every song.
He's just got Journey fatigue. That's okay. But I'm with you, Greg. I like a lot of Journey. Look, pardon me. I love Don't Stop Believing, but
okay.
I'd like it more if I hadn't heard it 78,000 times in my life, probably. You know,
I mean, well, and that's part of the reason why I said no Journey, because I didn't want people like at a wedding, you only have so much time. And right. I didn't want like 5 Journey songs to be played. I didn't want to hear that at my wedding. So we said no to Journey. So, thank you so much, Brett, for getting in touch. Any other text line thoughts there?
Yeah. Monica from Mount Horeb said happy birthday because birthdays are a letdown. And then she went into, that's a pretty good one. She said, by the way, I had the same anxiety with my first mammogram due to all the horrible stories I heard. I had nightmares that it would hurt so bad. She jumped back, ripped her breast off, and couldn't see her smushed breast in the machine. It wasn't anywhere near as bad as the stories. Wow, that is a
horrifying dream. I'm sorry, Monica. I'm sorry that you had to do that happened to you in your dream, but I'm glad that you got it done. So
you just got to do it, right? I mean, that was hard to read, and she had already been through it. And
yeah, exactly.
It,
exactly. Any other text messages, Dom?
Yeah, we have a few more. We've got to have about 2. We have Brett from Brown Deer said 420 is the perfect day for pineapple upside down case, just like Pete said. Yeah. It's delicious.
Sorry, Brett.
And then Mark from the SAC said, had my scope in March, and I was lights out after the IV, then came into my recovery room. Polly's gone, no cancer, all good. Ordered a pizza as I couldn't drive, all good. I had the new prep, 1 glass off the prep, then 2 glasses of water the night before, then the same in the morning. Not as bad as the gallons as the last 5 years, but yeah.
Yeah, Dom, so one of the things you have to do before you get a colonoscopy is do what's called prep. And prep is essentially... Okay. What Pete took a pill. There's a liquid form. I guess there's an over the counter version. My friend said, but I was like, prescribe me the stuff. And I took the liquid. A lot of people take the liquid, and essentially what it's doing is clearing you out. It aggressively clears out your system for a colonoscopy, and it's incredibly regimented too. So as we were saying earlier. You know, we can only eat certain foods from one time to another. And then in the last, like, I don't know, Pete, for you, was it like 3, 4, 6 hours? There was nothing. You could have water. You could have, I think you could have black coffee
or tea.
Tea.
But not flavored or cream.
But not flavored tea. You can't have certain, like I drank my prep with Gatorade, but I couldn't drink it with red Gatorade because the red dye gets into the way of things. Jeez. So, like, you have to do it. It's annoying. It's not terrible. It's just uncomfortable. You're going to be going to the bathroom a lot over those next few hours. But it's part of the process.
Yeah. And the doctor that they use up here in Christmas City, he has even more regimen. Like his prep starts 3 days out. No nuts, no this or that.
And same.
I didn't know. I could have had apple juice and Gatorade yesterday. I just decided to turn it into a fast. And I'm like, well, I'm only drinking stuff. I did that. But then I did have a big bowl of popcorn, which I didn't realize was on the list on Saturday night. But skated through got through it.
My list was it was very regimented. In fact, it went 10 days ahead, just so you were like, it said 10 days beforehand, read these instructions thoroughly. Like it gave you a day by day. And then 3 days ahead, it said, you can't eat this food. And then, it's a lot, but it's worth it. And absolutely. I understand the going under thing because, you know, it's not fun, but I went under, I woke up once during the process and then fell back asleep immediately. And then the next thing I heard was the lady saying to my wife, your husband's down the hall. He's good to go.
That's exactly what my experience was too. And I will say this, and I'll ask Dr. Lyerly this too. When, like my wife said, when we left, she's like, you know what I noticed here? There were plenty of people. They were all doing their, it's not like when you go into a store or when they cut corners at like, a different place where there's not enough people doing it. Like the margins are so small because they've let people go and they give somebody 3 jobs. I'm glad they don't cut corners for procedures like this or when you go to medical buildings because that's pretty scary too.
Absolutely.
We've got some text here on the social media. All right, was that it, Dom?
We have one more that just came in. Anna from Madison said, "Hi, Pete and Greg. I also think 'Don't Stop Believing' by Journey is an overrated song."
Me too. Oh. I can never hear that song again. Be fine because I've heard it enough. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I said Purple Rain, you guys.
I know you did. I know you did.
That.
Wow.
It's boring. It's boring. Prince is amazing, but that's like one of his most boring songs. It just goes on forever, and I get it, and it fit in the movie, but come on. Let's have an honest discussion.
Just won an Oscar, I guess. You know, whatever.
So did Out of Africa. Beautiful scenery. Okay, bad.
What a weird grab. What a weird reference.
I don't know if that's weird. That's the first thing that came to my head. Did Purple Rain win an Oscar, the song?
It won for the soundtrack, I believe.
Okay. Well, the soundtrack's great. But I'll take, give me Morris Day and the Time with the Bird.
He won for
Purple Rain.
He won for Best Original Musical, which I guess they were giving that away back then.
Yeah.
He won Best Original Song Score for the film Purple Rain.
Okay.
So there you go.
And it's, I love the music. I'm just saying, I think that's an overrated song. That's all I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying it's not a good song.
All right. Oh, that's fine. All right. What else we got on the Facebook?
I got some pushback from my pal Dick, who said, "Pete Schwab, you're a crazy, fantastic song by one of the musicians ever." I said, "I agree about the best musicians ever part." John Scott, our civic media pal, said, "Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba," to which I said, "John, please watch your language." Sean on Facebook said, "Most of AC/DC's catalog."
All right, Sean. Blocked and reported.
I like the take, though. You got to appreciate him putting himself out there. My pal Scott on Facebook says, "Achy Breaky Heart." Totally agree there.
Yep, absolutely.
And I've got to read our pal Amanda's rant. She said, "Honey, I'm Good by Andy Grammer, and here's why. At the time this song came out, people were fawning over how romantic it was, that he was telling the girl, no, he has someone at home and choosing his girl, blah, 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 completely ignoring the fact that he said if he had one more drink, he'd more than likely go home with someone else. That's not romantic. He's admitting he knowingly would and could stray. This song became a wedding hit for a bit and drove me nuts because there's no loyalty in it when all it would take is one extra drink for this guy to forget his commitment to another person. All of this song has going for it is a catchy tune, and it should never be ranked as a romantic hit. End rant, full stop."
I feel like there's Woo! A lot happening in all of those words, but thank you, Amanda. Just don't hold back.
That was a blow drying, if I may.
Sure. Yep. Sure, Pete. Yep. Yes, it was.
Okay. I'm glad you're acknowledging it. Yep. Scott Tom says, "Beat It." Okay. Jason Jerry, the Green Bay Llama, says, "Picture" by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow. Worst song ever made.
You know, I feel bad for Sheryl Crow because if you've never heard that song or really listened to that song, do it. Like, try to do it tonight. And I'll tell you why. Because you're listening to Sheryl Crow, who has one of the most magical voices, saying backup for Michael Jackson back in the 80s, this beautiful voice, and then this hillbilly wannabe son of a rich guy, Bob Ritchie / Kid Rock, trying so hard to sing, and he can't sing. He's a bad singer, and he's being paired up with one of the best ones of the past 30 years, okay? What a, not just overrated, but a bad song.
But the one thing I will say that's relatable about that song, we've all fueled up on cocaine and whiskey and wish we had a good girl to miss me.
I mean, I just want to fuel up on pineapple upside down cake. That's what I want. I mean,
well, it's 420 day. Go for it.
There you go, baby.
Andrew Brown says, "She bangs William Hung." I don't know if that's a joke or real.
No, it's not. It's a guy who covered "She Bangs" on.
Oh, "She Bangs." Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay.
Yeah.
John says, "Anything from Kiss." Kyle Melby, "Bohemian Rhapsody." "I'm Sorry." Danny Frank's "Love Shack." "Next Question." Ooh, we'll get to the rest of them in a little while. Those are great texts, though.
Yeah. Okay, cool. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Kristen Lively about men's health, health in general, all those things. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete and Greg.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. Let us know your answer to the question of the night, which is, what is the most overrated song Feel free to text that in, call us in, or put a question or put the answer on the text or the live stream, which is on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we are going to wrap up everything with the nightcap. But right now, let us welcome to the show our next guest, our buddy, our pal, the greatest doctor of all time. And I'm talking to you, Dr. J. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here tonight. We're excited to have her. How are you doing, Dr. Lyerly? It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. I'm good. I love hanging out with you guys. So this is just like, you know, we had some dinner tonight and now we're just chilling. And this is our after dinner conversation.
Kicking back with like a cocktail, or if you celebrate 420, or if you want a pineapple upside down cake, however you want to celebrate your day, that's how we do it here. We support all journeys. Speaking of journey, Dr. Lyerly, what is your thoughts on the most overrated song? Now, I will say this, because you had a little bit of stress during the commercial break. It doesn't have to be definitive. It doesn't have to be what you think is the most. Just your opinion, soft idea here on the what you think an overrated song is out there in the world.
I am bad at this because it feels like I have to pick something that is like really great. And what I would rather do is hear what other people have to say and go,
Purple Rain. Purple Rain.
He said Purple Rain.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll read you some. So I posted this question on my Facebook page because I got a Facebook page, ladies. And
ladies.
Thank you. Just like saying ladies after anything. I just took out the garbage, ladies. And tell me if you agree with any of these. So my friend Andrew, he also said on mine, William Hung's She Bangs. I think that's more funny than anything. My buddy Pete said Sweet Caroline. I totally agree. I think that song is...
But it's fun and everybody sings it together. Though.
Yeah, and I've heard it being sung together for 40 years now. I'm good. I'm over it.
Because it rules.
This is Joseph, hard for me.
Joseph McClear, our buddy, our lawyer. He's not our lawyer, but he's our lawyer. He says Everlong. I don't disagree.
Oh, I love Everlong.
I know you do.
Anything Foo Fighters.
Our buddy Rich LoCascio says Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. Hard disagree on that one.
Yeah, totally.
My former high school drama teacher, Ray Jivoff, says Happy Birthday. I get that too. And then...
overrated. You sing it on your birthday. It's like a tradition.
According to one of our listeners, she said it's a huge letdown. And then finally, Nikki on the Facebook says Danzig's Mother, which I can... I grew up in the 90s and watch Beavis, but I heard that song a lot. So any of those stick out for you? You'd love them all.
You could think about it if you want.
I don't think I'm not feeling that right now.
Okay. You also don't have an energy to me that would do that. You know what I mean? Like, you're so positive and reinforce everyone's good natures and goodwill that I feel like you don't want to do this. Like, you don't want to like call out a song.
I love everything.
You really do. It's really true.
It's really true. I would feel bad if I was like, oh yeah, Stairway to Heaven, way overrated. Then I'd be like, but you know, there were some great things about it. It was so long. They said it couldn't be played on the radio if you really listen to it. Like, I don't know.
You don't have a song you hate. Like, you're driving, being a doctor, you're in the car, you're thinking about OBGYN stuff, and a song comes on. What do you not want to hear?
Everybody, the act out there was amazing.
Would that everyone were on the stream.
Yeah. I mean.
No, I don't know. And I am a radio listener. I'm definitely somebody who flips through the radio stations. Yeah. But yeah, no. It's kind of like a game. Like, you know. I don't know.
That's fine. Well, then we'll move on to the main topic, your corner of expertise. By
the
way,
can we please talk about colonoscopies?
Absolutely. Yeah. Also, don't forget, folks, you can check out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show by going to her YouTube channel, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Check that show out.
It's awesome.
Can I tell you who's going to be on this
week? Who's going to be on?
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys know Earth Day is this week? It's Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And nobody has a bigger crush on Gaylord Nelson, founder of Earth Day, Wisconsinite, former Wisconsin senator, Wisconsin governor. Nobody has a bigger crush on Gaylord Nelson than me, except his daughter, Tia, who put me in my place when I told her that. She said, you do not love my dad as much as I did. And I said, you're right, but I really loved him because he was so amazing and he did all of these incredible things. I mean, Earth Day, look at what Earth Day meant in 1970 when it started and how it was all about people coming together to say, we need clean air, we need clean water, we need all of these other things to make sure that there's going to be a future for us. And now 56 years later, and just last week, we lost the Boundary Waters. It's things are not getting better or easier. They're getting much worse. So this is a time to remember the origin of Earth Day, which was people. It wasn't politicians. It wasn't leaders making laws. It was people stepping up and saying, this is what we need to be able to live our lives.
There you go. Well, check that out on her YouTube page, Dr. Kristen Lierley, for the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. I mean, that's just, that's, I love it when you have a big guest announcement because you're so excited about it. So I hope everyone goes and checks that out. And we're going to, you know, we're going to take a short break in just a little bit. But when we come back, we are going to talk about colonoscopies. We're going to talk about health. Make sure you go to the doctor because those are very, very important things. Dom, before we go to break, do you have any questions for the doctor really quick about your own health?
No questions yet, but after the break, I will, okay? Oh. Time. It's a little tease. Oh, okay. I'm learning it, you know?
Over you have a window now, Dom. You're 22. You don't need, you know, first of all, you're fine.
You, Dom, you should ask your questions.
Yeah, yes, thanks, thank Dr. Schwabba.
Oh, God.
I feel like we're just irritating.
Soft. She doesn't have a song, and now with, you know, and Dom doesn't need a physical.
What is the recommended age to get your initial colonoscopy? Does anybody know? Recommended age?
I thought it was 50.
I thought it was 40.
It used to be 50. Now
it's now 45.
It's 45 now. 45. And how old are you, Pete? Just check in.
I'm in my 50s. Mm-hmm. I'm in my really late 20s.
Are you 45?
And I put it off a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we'll discuss that.
We'll get to the bottom of that decision when
we'll
come back.
We'll get to the bottom of that decision. But
I'm ask more personal questions.
When we come back, we'll be talking more about this topic with Dr. Kristen Lierley here on Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. I am a lineman for the county.
Oh, but I can't sing.
You can sing all you want.
Yeah, you can.
Just not when we're at commercial break.
You think that's a nice segue, though? That actually sounded really good, Greg, when you just
thank
sang
you.
Like
I've practiced
just
that
a
song.
Drummer.
I'm a bad air drummer and a worse singer. But you are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Really quick live stream comment here about our question, what is a really overrated song? Craig says, no longer a fan of John Cougar Mellencamp's Jack and Diane. Heard it too many times in my youth. So,
yeah.
Get
agreed.
That. Yeah.
That's a good one.
We are here with our buddy, our pal, the one, the only Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, which you can find on YouTube. And we've been talking about songs during the, and other things during the commercial break. If you ever want to find out what's happening during the secret show, that is on the live stream. So that's like a private party, but you're all invited. So.
It is kind of like the, like we let our hair down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Backstage. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's like a green room. It's like
chilling
a green room.
Green room.
Exactly. We're having a good time. But we were
futon.
Talking.
We're all set.
A beautiful futon that definitely, a beautiful futon that's definitely been like clean to like, you know, all purposes, but we were talking about medicine. I don't know what that means. It has to do with the live stream, everybody. Just, you know, just check out the live stream.
I suddenly have this urge to culture the futon.
Just get your black light out. Like
culture the futon. That was a total doctor. I got to Google that. It's a nice futon. Has it been cultured?
I don't know. Only on its birthday. So
I had to hire
someone
to set it up. That's all I know.
So one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on the show today was because Pete, as he said earlier in the show, had a colonoscopy today. And we were talking, you and I have talked about this because I had one last year. And we wanted to just talk about the fact that it's not just men, but men, and a lot of times they resist the doctor. For various reasons, whether they're scared of the doctor or they don't think they need it, they have their reasons. That's not what I'm here to get into myself, but I think it's important. I'm really happy that Pete got it because I think that all folks who need to get their colonoscopy should get it because Pete, what do you think about this? Did people make it seem scarier than it actually was?
I never thought the procedure itself was scary. I don't like going under. And it was just something I didn't want to be inconvenienced by because I always tell myself I have a lot to do and colonoscopy, whatever. But it got to be a few years after I should have had it done, and my kids were on me, and I just said, yeah, I got to get this done. So I kept telling myself, well, you know, colon cancer doesn't run in my family. I'm probably okay. I eat a lot of antioxidants, whatever. But yeah, it's stupid. You know, you just got to bite the bullet. And I did it. And I don't like going under, though. That was the main mm-hmm. reason. It's not like the procedure itself freaked me out. I mean, yeah. You're out for it. But I just, I had some trepidation. And I, you know, it was all for naught because the doctor said, I have an outstanding colon. The shame of it is it's an inner organ. Nobody will ever see it, but mine is first rate, doctor.
Did you get pictures?
They're on Facebook. Check them out. Yeah.
And no polyps?
I'm glad I did it. And I got, no, everything was great. So it was just one of those things that I'm glad it's over. Because you don't sleep at all the night before. I will warn you guys out there, if you're getting a colonoscopy, prepare not to sleep. I got mine done at 9:30 in the morning because I'm like, well, why wouldn't I just mm-hmm. sleep in? Why do I want to get up at 6? Well, you might as well get it done at 6 because you're up all night doing the prep. You just don't really sleep. Night. You were not?
No.
What? Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, I did the prep. And I don't know. I did the prep and I was done with the prep and then I just went to sleep.
Well, I got like 2 hours of sleep. But
wait, what? Wait, yeah. when you say you did the prep, you mean you did the prep, then did what happens after the prep, and then you went to sleep.
I did the prep. Well, before that, I had eaten well, so I wasn't like full of stuff. So when I did the prep, there just wasn't that much stuff to come out of me.
See, the
and
thing
then
is,
it was all done, and then I just went to sleep and had a nice night. It was
interesting.
Good.
I did that too, but it's still it was a whole process. Like I told Greg earlier, I felt so pure. Everything was gone. I didn't want to eat again. I didn't want to corrupt or compromise my body in any way.
My insides are so shiny.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to get on the scale before and then after and be like, 7 pounds.
I should have done that.
That was amazing.
Yeah. 7 pounds. Oh, my goodness.
Great way to keep the weight off. Right. Getting a colonoscopy every week.
But what do you, I mean, honestly, Dr. Lyerly, what do you say? I mean, it's not because you are an OBGYN, but you talk to more than just women about medicine. And with regard to this topic, how do you approach folks in the way that you do when they come to you with fear or trepidation or just all out, just like, well, I don't need to do that. Like Pete said, I'm going to use his words, but he still went and did it. He says, you know, if someone says, well, it doesn't run in my family, so I don't need to do that. Like, what do you say in those situations?
Well, you know, what's so funny. You had made an assumption that Pete was afraid of the colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. And Pete wasn't afraid of the colonoscopy. He was afraid of going under.
Yeah.
So anytime that I'm talking with somebody about a procedure or a medication or something, it's really important for me to know what my patient is thinking. Because I might be thinking about people are generally scared about A, B, and C. And my patient might be really worried about D. And if I'm not hearing what they're saying, I can't address their concerns.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think regardless of what it is that you're looking at, it is so important to feel like your healthcare provider hears you and understands what you're saying so that when you're faced with a procedure, even something as simple as this, like these are not totally uncomplicated. Something could go wrong.
Right.
Or there could be some finding or something that happens that changes the course of your life. So it's really important to feel like you are in charge, like you understand what the risks and benefits are, and that you have a support team that's there for you to answer your questions and make sure you're headed in the right direction.
Our guest is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She is a rock star OBGYN and a podcast host. Follow her on all the socials. She's great and puts out really, really insightful and helpful information. That's kind of what it was with me. And I wasn't saying I don't need one because colon cancer doesn't run in my family. That was kind of my fallback. Well, I'll get one, but I'm not in a hurry. And, you know, and honestly, and I'm not saying this to be funny, Dr. Lyerly, but I told this to Greg before, you know, the things that can go wrong while you're looking for something kind of freak me out. You're going under. You're being invaded, so to speak, or, you know, you're in a hospital where there's germs or somebody can make a mistake. And it's like, well, why did I do that in the first place when this happened? Now, the chances of that are probably much less than finding cancer or polyps or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a scary thing. So what do you tell people for that? And also, what are some other tests that people that might fly under the radar or that people might think, oh, I don't have to get tested for that? Or is there a test out there where the numbers are low where you go, oh, people should get like, you know, mammograms, colonoscopies, whatever it may be?
Well, it depends on who you are and what your risk factors are and how old you are. All of those things factor into what your prevention protocol should be. And sometimes it's blood work, sometimes it's imaging, sometimes it's procedures. But this is, again, why it's so important to have a relationship with your healthcare provider, because they know what those recommendations are and what those guidelines are, mm-hmm. and they can walk you through it. And, you know, when you were talking about some of the things that can happen when you have a colonoscopy, the risks are so, so very low. But mm-hmm. what happens if you have a colonoscopy and there is a finding and right. suddenly you have a polyp or maybe you have cancer? That completely derails your life. You're thinking about what is this going to mean for me? Is there going to be surgery? Will I ever be able to work again? What about my family? Am I going to die? So that's another piece that I think a lot of people go into procedures Great like point. This thinking, I don't want to yeah. know. I would yeah. rather not know. Mm-hmm. But if we don't have these conversations with our healthcare providers, they don't know what our fears are and they can't address them.
And I want to, you know, we spoke to Dr. Donald Chi last week. He's a DDS PhD at the University of Washington. And we talked about this topic in a way of making sure whomever your doctor is, whether it's your dentist, whether it's, you know, whomever you're going to, making sure you have a great you have a good relationship with them. You feel comfortable with them. The moment you don't, it's time to find a different doctor. Because I think something, Dr. Lyerly, you've been talking about for years now is the fact that you need to find a doctor who you feel comfortable with, someone who listens to you and gives you the best advice possible, takes into account your fears and trepidations. And I think that just, you know, that just furthers the conversation we had with Dr. Chi, is that, like, you know, I don't think a lot of people put a great deal of stock into whether or not they're comfortable with their doctor. They just go to the doctor, and then, you know, nowadays it can be a 10-minute visit, and then they're out the door, and they don't get the chance to ask their question because they're nervous. But you have to have a physician or a medical expert who you feel comfortable with. If you don't, find someone who you will be with.
I think a lot of people also feel like their doctor can just tell if there's something going on, almost yeah. like there's a magical sense there. Like, oh, my doctor will understand if I come in and I say I'm tired, they'll understand why I'm tired, or yeah. they'll get the right tests. And that is not the case. So much of what we do when we're trying to diagnose a problem is ask more questions and try to figure out what the risk factors are and what are you concerned about and what were you exposed to and what kind of tests do we get next? You know, some things are pretty easy to diagnose. Some things are really hard to diagnose. And sometimes it's not that first person you go to who can help you figure it out. Sometimes you need a second opinion or a third opinion if you're not connecting, if that one person doesn't have the answer for you. We are not perfect. We try to be perfect. We try to do the best that we can for everybody, but yeah. we don't know all the answers all the time. So it's just incredibly important, and I can't emphasize it enough, which is why I'm saying it for like the third or fourth time. It's so important to have a relationship with the person who's taking care of you.
It's yeah. funny you say that, because I cannot wait to tell our physician's assistant who we see when I go in. I'm going to tell her I finally did it, because every time I go in, she's like, so, and the mistake I made with the dentist we had on, I asked him a bunch of questions about my colon, which was probably threw him a little bit.
Hey, but, it's yeah. all connected. Your dental health, you guys, dental health is related to all of these chronic diseases, including preterm birth and other like pregnancy related problems. Because it all starts, if you've got germs and infections and bad things going on in your mouth, that affects every other part of you. So if it's your time to go to the dentist, do that.
Dr. Chi is going to get me a referral. That's fine.
That's right. Greg did hit him up for a referral.
I did.
I don't like that either, but I do.
He was very nice. I'm like, I trust anyone you like. So really quick, before we get to commercial break, Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Jack, we only have about a minute, so please ask the question we'd like to get to Dr. Lyerly, please.
No, more a statement than a question. I'm 82 years old, and for me, the most important thing as a male in particular is preventive maintenance. Medicare does a marvelous job of allowing you to go to your physician and ask questions, and the copay and the deductible, all that stuff is relatively minor when you're seeing your major physician. But it's critically important that you end up talking with your physician some kind of a regular basis. I was a lifeguard for 6 years, and my physician referred me to a dermatologist when I started having some weird stuff on my face. Well, yeah. It turns out there's been a lot of preventive stuff that's been done by that dermatologist to keep me from having skin cancer.
Well, thank you very much, Jack, for calling. We appreciate it. Sorry to have to cut you off. We have to get to a break really, really quick here. But thank you so much for getting in touch with us. Dr. Kristen Lierley, follow her on social media. Get to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on YouTube. Thank you so much for being here, Doctor. As always, we love talking to you.
I love you guys. Thanks for having
me. We love you back.
Thanks, all right, Dr. Lierley.
Can we have a sucker now?
You can pick a toy out of the chest of toys.
All right, when we come back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach, it's time for the Nightcap. Stay tuned, stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Call or text. It's the same number. Get in touch with us on the Civic Media app. That app there is free. You can call, text, leave a voice message, listen live, get your news. Download that free Civic Media app. It's absolutely free.
Greg, you would have made a killing back in the party line days. Remember the party line when you call in?
Yeah.
Any ladies on the line? Any ladies on the line?
Whoa. You smell as sweet as a rose in springtime. All right, folks. We thank you so much for joining us. We do have a couple more comments on the live stream as well as a couple more texts for our question of the night. What, in your opinion, is the most overrated song? Nick in Marshall listening on WMDX says the most overrated song to me is 50 Cent in Da Club. I get that. That was played a lot back in the day. Like, it was one of those songs, Pete, that'd be like, all right, that was In the Club by 50 Cent. And coming up, In the Club by 50 Cent. It's just everywhere. So I feel like there were some more live stream comments we didn't get to. Oh, yeah. Tony on the live stream said Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. I mean, it's a great song, but yeah, it's overplayed.
I know. And it also seems to come back every 15 to 20 years. Like, it came out in the early to mid 70s, and then Wayne's World made it huge, and then Bohemian Rhapsody came out and was huge again. Like, we just get that song I get that too. And that's the thing, is overrated songs, that's such a personal opinion. I understand why you might not like that tune. Dave also says Everything by the Beatles. Okay, Dave, calm down.
That's a take. Now that makes my Purple Rain thing look like nothing.
Yeah, because the entire discography of the Beatles, period, every single song from Bebop Aluba to something, Dave, something.
I'm tired of the Beatles.
Song.
They're all it's over
a
the
great
place.
Song. It's a great
Isn't
song.
Isn't that a George Harrison?
Yeah, but yeah. He was in the Beatles.
I love
when he wrote that. He
George
wrote that
Harrison's.
Song.
Oh, I didn't know that. I love George Harrison's solo stuff. I thought he was my
absolutely
favorite solo Beatle.
Fun fact about that song, though. Frank Sinatra used to sing it in a set and said it was his favorite Lennon McCartney tune.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was written by George Harrison.
we have a couple more on Facebook here. Troy Shanks on Facebook says Africa by Toto. Okay.
Shanks, Troy Shanks who?
Oh, interesting.
There
I'm not
going
to get into his personal life, Craig. But, could be a gag last name. Who knows? And Tony Lorino says anything by Coldplay. To which our pal John Egan responded, I don't know if they're friends or not, but he said, Tony Lorino, boo.
Was John's response in all caps with all the exclamation points? Because John only knows how to speak in two volumes.
No,
regular
all lower.
And nuclear loud. John is always mad about something. He's mad about something right now. I
His
guarantee you that. Yeah,
but no, this is a very Nightcap friendly boo.
Boo. Very chill nice. Boo. chill boo. All right. We really appreciate everyone getting in touch with us. Oh, by the way, really quick, before we get out of here, we are very, very, very proud to present Freedom Rising, Voices Strong, a May Day benefit concert in Madison Atwood Music Hall will be your gathering spot after International Workers' Day rally on May the 1st. We'll be celebrating and fuel the movement forward with art, spoken word, resource sharing, and live music from Gold Dust Women, Honor Among Thieves, and the New Kids. All the proceeds benefit Voces de la Frontera, Wisconsin's leading immigrant rights organization. Grab your tickets at theatwoodmusichall.com, and we'll see you on the streets on May 1st. We'll be talking more about that in the coming days, but that will be coming up in a couple weeks because, guys, we're almost in May.
I'm nervous.
That was like a Ted Baxter laugh you did today, Greg.
Good character. I was saying that to my wife the other day. I was like, we're almost done with April. I know we're April 20th. Happy 420. Still, it just feels like yesterday was Christmas.
Yeah, it's still freezing up here, so it feels like Christmas.
So it feels like Christmas City. And I forgot to mention you guys early in the show, like we were talking about, like, you know, getting older and whatnot. And like I did 4.5 hours worth of yard work yesterday.
Oh,
and
my God.
My body is purely rebelling.
That is brutal. Yeah, because those are muscles you haven't used probably since last yard work day last spring. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, this was a pretty, like, I was doing a lot of work. I pulled out the Sawzall. I had, like, two different trimmers. I, like, was going crazy. And I still have, like, probably another 3 hours of work this weekend to do. But, like, right now, just doing that motion hurt because my shoulder's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's what are brutal, you doing? Dude.
Yeah, but I'm happy looking at my yard going, I did that.
That's the same with me with pickleball. Yeah. I mean, over the weekend, yeah.
Okay, no one cares, okay. Dom. Seriously, pickleball, seriously. I'm just kidding, buddy. I'm just kidding. I just felt like you served me up that when I checked my little paddle. No, I mean, that's what happens when you play those sports that or do anything really that uses a part of your body that's like, hey, I'm on a shift right now, and then I know it's gonna be worse tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh man,
yeah.
I just sit too long, and just that's just what it is.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. And now Dom says he wants to gain weight. More big arches, buddy.
Yeah, shovel them in, dude.
But trust me, I'm.
And don't run everywhere. You said you do a lot of running. Dom runs to the bathroom, then he runs to the vending machine.
Sit in your car and eat a big arch, and then drive to where you need to be. Don't run.
Like a dream.
Watch a lot of TV, Dom.
Weirdo kids. Right. Also, tomorrow, we got Rob Thomas coming back to the show, probably talking movies, talking about the Milwaukee Film Festival. It's going to be great, so don't go anywhere. On behalf of Pete, I would love to thank Dom, Tucker, Engineering and Traffic. Everything they do, make sure these microphones are turned on and we are talking into things that will get our voices to you. You're welcome. Thank you, guys. We appreciate all the work you do. To everyone who called in, everyone who texted, left a comment on the live stream, without you, there is no us, so we appreciate you absolutely. Again, we'll be talking to Rob Thomas on tomorrow's show. We'll be back. Same bat time, same bat station. But stick around. There's great programming coming up afterwards, so we got you covered here on Civic Media. Thank you so much for listening and or watching. We really appreciate it, and we hope you have a fantastic, fantastic week. Pete, please, would you say goodnight to the good people of this state?
I'm going to switch my futon cover, but first I'm going to say goodnight, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.